The California Water Institute at Fresno State continues to help all of us to better understand water issues. Today, we learn about riparian water rights.
Good morning, and welcome to Weekly Water Insights, where we dive into the stories, challenges, and solutions shaping California's water future. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're exploring riparian rights, the principle that ties water access to land ownership along rivers and streams. Riparian rights have their roots in English common law, which California adopted when it became a state in 1850. Unlike the prior appropriation system, which dominates much of the western U.S. and is based on a first-come, first-served basis, riparian rights operate under a different framework. Under riparian law, a landowner whose property directly borders a river or a stream has the inherent right to reasonably use that water. These rights are attached to the land itself and cannot be sold separately, ensuring a continued relationship between the land and water access. While riparian rights may sound straightforward, they become complex when multiple landowners claim rights to the same water source. Unlike prior appropriation, which grants senior water right holders full access before junior users receive any, riparian right holders must share the available water equitably. However, during droughts and periods of scarcity, balancing these rights with environmental needs, agriculture demands, and municipal use creates conflict. Moreover, one of the biggest challenges in California is the lack of formal documentation for many riparian claims. Unlike appropriative rights, which requires filing with the State Water Resources Control Board, riparian rights do not always have a clear paper trail. This was especially evident during the 2015 drought when water allocations had to be reduced, and many landowners struggled to prove the legitimacy of their claims. The lack of records led to legal battles and questions over who had priority access. As California faces increasing pressures from climate change, population growth, and water scarcity, the role of riparian rights will continue to evolve. More efforts are needed to clarify and document these rights to ensure an equitable distribution. Additionally, collaboration among water users, whether riparian landowners, appropriative right holders, or environmental advocates, will be the key in developing sustainable water sharing solutions. Ongoing discussions about integrated water management and potential regulatory reforms may help bridge the gap between historical rights and modern-day water demands. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights, and don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos is the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.